This is 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Today in the Sundial Writer's Corner, storyteller Catherine Tucker Windham relates the tale of a stray cat she had gotten to know. Homeless, but still proud.
For a long time now, there's been a stray cat that kind of takes up around my house. It's a pretty cat, Siamese, but scary. She has been coming in my backyard, I guess, for 2 or 3 years. But she won't let me get close enough to touch her, though I have fed her all this time. And periodically, she has kittens. I guess she has them. She looks as though she's going to give birth at any moment, and then she'll disappear a day or two and then come back skinny, and I've never seen her kittens. I don't know what happens to her kittens. But she senses when I'm at home, and if I'm here and she wants to be fed, she jumps up in the kitchen window and sits there glaring at me until I go out into the backyard and give her something to eat. Cats are in complete control. I never had a cat as a pet when I was growing up. I always had dogs. You could tell dogs what to do, and they would come when you called, and they would do what you told them to do. But you can't make a cat do anything the cat doesn't want it to. A cat has a mind of its own and a schedule of its own and a dignity of its own that it's not going to be bossed by any two-legged human being. And there I do have cat lovers among my friends who really like to have several cats, not one, but 3 or 4. I had a cousin once who lived down in Grove Hill who unfortunately had 40 cats, and it was a terrible thing. I think the health department finally had to do something about her. But cats are fascinating. I watched this cat, and she has a grace about her and a dignity and certainly a commanding presence, because she makes me do things that I can't make her do anything. But I read a little something about cats not long ago. I read that if you buy a cat, that cat will never catch a mouse or a rat. So you must, if you want to have a cat for the purpose of catching mice or rats, which few people do, I guess you do in the country, out in the barn, you need barn cats. But you must not buy a cat because it would be too highfalutin to indulge in chasing anything. I've been trying to get her tame enough for me to catch her and take her and, as they say, have her fixed, which is a strange expression. But I've about given up on that. But I do wonder where her kittens are. And watching her, I can understand why the early Egyptians used to worship cats as gods and goddesses, the embodiment of them. The male cat was the sun, and the female was the moon. And they have that royal presence, some of them, especially this stray in my backyard.
Benny had a cat that they wouldn't let him keep, so he put her up for sale at a price he thought was
cheap. Catherine Tucker Windham in the Sundial Writer's Corner every Monday. Find this and other Sundial commentaries at WLRH.org.
But the cat came back. She wouldn't stay away. She was sitting on the porch the very next day. The cat came back. She didn't want to roam. The very next day, it was home, sweet home. Little Benny met a man who was driving way out west. He would give the cat a ride as a special honored guest. The steering wheel.